Now, I learned a lot from being in practice 29 years. I also learned that when someone cheats on their diet, they tend to become critical of the diet, which is actually quite fascinating. Now, this took me a long time to figure out, but I remember working with a patient who was just highly critical. And I just happened to say, Mrs. Jones, is there anything that you're eating that maybe you shouldn't be eating? And she looked at me and she said, not really. And she kind of looked away when she said that. And I found that kind of strange. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I did have some cookies the other day, but they were organic. I said, well, thanks for telling me. How many did you have? She goes, well, I had, you know, a few. I said, well, how many? Well, okay, I had like 8. I said, well, thanks for telling me. Did anything else? She says, well, I did have a little ice cream, but it was only one scoop. I said, okay, did you have anything else? Now, you're not going to believe this, but this went on and on and on. And I was literally in shock of how many little cheat days she had on our program. And no wonder she wasn't losing any weight. I remember another time I was in Whole Foods, which used to be right next to my practice until they moved. And I went in there one day and I was standing at the buffet where they had all these salads and vegetables and things like that. And they had this glass, like a hood. And I noticed a patient across the way in the area where they had bakery items. And they had these free samples sitting there. And I was just watching her and she would go close to it and she'd kind of back up and go somewhere else. And she went around it. And then eventually she stopped there and she grabbed it. And when she grabbed this little, I think it was a brownie, she was kind of looking around and we caught eye contact. She immediately dropped that. Her face turned red and she went in the opposite direction and just bolted out of there. And I finally caught up with her and I said, hey, listen, it's okay. It's okay. Don't stress it. We all tend to want to cheat sometimes. It's going to be okay. And it was almost like getting caught by the police. It was amazing. And so if you're working with your spouse on the keto plan or your kids, whatever, just make sure you never make them feel guilty for cheating. Make it okay to cheat. And because sometimes it can really hit them hard. So you want to just encourage people, educate them. And especially if you cheat, don't beat yourself up. Get back on track. And, for me, it took me many years before I could finally stop cheating and really stick to it 100%. So no stress, just try to stay consistent and do the best you can.